Is there anything about the process that you've been involved in that is particularly frustrating to you? Something that could have been done better but hasn't been?
Okay, what I can say is that mainly I can say that this international criminal procedure, international tribunal, the process is too long. For instance, my client has been arrested in 1995. He is presumed to be innocent. That is now, 14 years later, he has not yet been judged to be acquitted or condemned. So, and I think we can expect that even in the next 1 year, he will not get his judgment. Probably, because it will take another 1 or 2 years to get the judgment. That means 16 years.
Yes.
16 years waiting for to know, what is your verdict? I think this is really, it's something we, I think the national jurisdiction are better in terms of respecting the rights to be tried without undue delay. Mm-hmm. I think 16 years, I know that in Rwanda some people who have participated in the killings, who have, they have been tried by the Rwandan courts and have been sentenced to maybe 10 years, 12 years, have served their sentences and are now free people. And what will happen if, for instance, he's acquitted 16 years later? I think the damage he might have suffered personally, on a personal level, on a family level, is so incredible that no remedy can be done about that. So, in terms of the delay, it is really frustrating me because I think that the international community should not keep somebody presumed innocent for 16 years without, trying him. It's a violation of human right to be tried with undue delay.
If you were to design a better system, what would you suggest?
All. That's a very... It's not a simple question.
No, I know.
I don't think that I can really... I'll sit down and learn from the past failures and then design a system that will try to tackle those failures. That's what I can say.
You have suggested, if I hear you correctly, that perhaps the defendants be tried in the national courts rather than an international court, because it would come to a decision more quickly. Is that correct?
Not. Because I remember when my client was arrested in Belgium in 1995, he was arrested with some other people, Rwandese, who were there. And there were, I think, five or six. And the ICTR prosecutor only chose two, and he requested for the referral to the ICTR competence. All those who remained in Belgium were tried by the Belgian judicial system. There were sentences to some, I don't know, 15 years or, I don't remember. They have served their sentence.
Yes.
I think in the Belgian legal system, when you serve a third of your conviction, you can be freed for the, you don't have to serve the 15 years entirely. When you have served, you have been in jail, for instance, for 4 years, you are freed, and then you go about your normal life for the remaining part of your sentence.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I'm quite clear because I'm confused.
You've explained it well.
Okay. So I said, for instance, that if my client had remained in Belgium, he could have had his fate. I mean, clearly determined there. So he was sent to Arusha to get a quicker and better trial, but because of the joinder, because it's not the defense who asked to have a joint case.
Yes.
It's the prosecution side. Mm. We opposed that vigorously, saying that if you joined different people in a joint case, this would cause undue delay to the...
And it has.
And it has. And at that time, the prosecutor was saying that it will help to speed up the proceedings. And unfortunately, the trial chamber, accepted the prosecution theory. And at the end of the day, look at the result is...
And here you are 8 years later.
And it's not yet over.
Yes. At this point, let me turn the interview over to my co-counsel, Professor Sly.